欢迎收听队员接机位起报。
From G1 at Saudi Mobile.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing today?
I'm going to record this, same as every other day, mate.
Very good. Might see some rain today. Predicting rain here for later on for today.
Predicting thunder, actually.
Okay. Oh, well, mixed bag then. But it needs to start after 12, because it's Wednesday, so I plan to be in the park. It's not raining here at the moment. It's not better at the moment. What is it saying? 14 degrees.
Not raining here at the moment, are they? 15 degrees. But there's an amber warning there for a majority of the UK. It's the central part, anyway, but I don't think it's blowing until later, anyway, Lance, but from the weather, it looked like it's coming up from sort of Devon, Cornwall, and across the country, like, and some from the south coast as well. So, but there's a big amber warning out. I think it's amber or yellow anyway. Warning for thunder anyway, like. So, it'll do what it'll do. From G1S Saudi Mobile.
You stay up to what it do. Yeah, you're right there. We'll see what happens. Where it. Because it could do is, I know we had some rain last week, because still was doing some more, because the rain we had last week, and all the plants having sucked a lot up, so I could do with some more. I might see some rain again tomorrow, so it goes, what to say, we'll see what happens.
Of course we need more, mate. We need months of it. That's what we need. Months of it. That's what we want. Yeah, one day. A week isn't enough for anything, really, like, from G1S Saudi Mobile. We're still in a drought situation, you do realise that, just because we've got a bit of rain, you know, we haven't come out of it.
Still in a drought, you're right there. But there's still no hose pipe down here, as far as I know, there's still no hose pipe down here.
Well, all I can say is if you're using a hose pipe, you must be stupid.
I guess. I mean, much as grass has gone brown. When it does rain over there, it will bounce back. It's very resilient stuff, grass, so when it does, and it will, it will bounce back.
Well, say again, if you're using a hose pipe, you must be stupid.
Yeah, just saying, not the barges of things. Anyway, you went through there right in the middle of nowhere yesterday, around to Peterborough, and then somewhere, someplace not too far from where you live, and then back down to Peterborough and then home. So you went somewhere right in the middle of nowhere.
Probably is in the middle of nowhere, but it's been there for years, mate. It's been there for, I don't know, 40 years or more, like, so it's not exactly in the middle of nowhere, it's a factory, like, from G1S Saudi Mobile.
Factory, Roger, where's your... what do they make there? Biscuits, I'm guessing.
Totally wrong, mate. These are 12 inches across.
About 12 inches across. Just go again.
You're totally wrong. What they make is 12 inches across.
Pizzas, as I guess.
There you go then, see? I'm good at describing it then, aren't
I? Sort of start. Oh, okay. So I think they're clear out. A large or regular pizza, 12 foot across, that'd be, you know, a regular large pizza, that size.
It's gonna be whatever size you want to make it, mate, as long as you've got an oven big enough for cooking it, innit?
Yeah, so as long as it fits in the oven, so you can put it in there and cook it, yeah. Or if it's not, just cut it up into bits and make it smaller so it does.
Yeah, defeats the point though, you always cook a pizza whole and then you cut it up, mate. You then cut it up generally first and then cook it, like.
This is true. Anyway, we have to rest now. Want to go out somewhere. Got front door, and there's a bag of apples on the front doorstep for me. So I think the folk across the road. Got a tree and got some money. So I got a bag of apples given to me yesterday. That was nice.
So you tried them, are they nice or not? Are they sour? You know, are they eating apples or cooking apples? So what are you going to do with them then?
eating apples because I got some last year. They got a tree at the back. And they, I mean, they have some themselves, but they got so many. So I got, I had one, and it was nice. Yeah, I bet they won't. Oh, they're definitely eating apples. No, they're cooking apples. They're just normal apples. So I had one yesterday, and that was nice.
Carrier bag for? How many you mean, like a carrier bag for?
Standard size carrier bag, I don't know. Foot by foot, something like that.
So what? So you've got a lot of apples to eat then, haven't you? Or are you going to make something with them?
I think I might give next door some of them. Oh, no, I certainly have some of them, but by the time I got through, so I think I might give some to next door. Five of them, so they'll have them.
Well, you make something out of them then, and then store them. You know, put them in the freezer or put them in jars or whatever.
That's a thought. Anyway, I'll think of something. Anyway, where are you off to today? I'm guessing, what is it? 6:21. So you text her, or Market Drayton. Well, it might be in Eastwood.
If I was going to either of them, mate, I'd be well past yours by now, lad. After all, Market Drayton, I'd probably be, another half an hour, I'd probably be pulling over for an hour before I got there, lad. Now I'm coming into Nottingham.
Okay, into Nottingham. Roger. Anyway, I did some calling yesterday morning, and the M7KBY, Mick came back to us, so QSM, yeah. Oh, actually, I got hold of Gobin as well yesterday as well, yeah, the QSM Gobin yesterday.
I just wondered you didn't talk to him on Sunday, because he was definitely on with Stuart and that lot, and Andre from G1SRD Mobile.
Oh, I don't remember hearing on Sunday. Oh, well, man, there you go. API, oh, it's just updated. So you got Bottisford area, is it?
Bottisford, you go past that for half of the A52 from Grantham, don't you? From G1SRD Mobile.
Yeah, you got that level with Bottisford. It's updated a minute ago.
Well, I suppose technically I'm on the bypass of Bottisford, but that bypass is about 4 or 5 mile long, right? So Elton on the Hill is my next destination in front from G1SRD Mobile.
Now that's it, we lost Dolly Parton yesterday. 8 sets of good innings, but she'll be sadly missed.
Oh yeah, heard that last night actually, yesterday evening. Yeah, she was 80. Well, she did an awful lot for charity, including in the UK, like for reading and things like that, from G1SRD Mobile.
Did 3 concerts in Nottingham at the Motor Point Arena, apparently. She did 3 concerts in Nottingham as well. She came there and did 3 concerts at Motor Point Arena sometime in the past.
She's been cancelling a lot of concerts just recently, and she's because of ill health anyway. I know she does an awful lot for reading and writing and stuff. She donates lots of books to places in the UK. She's been on the telly for that. But I suppose it's something that comes to us all one day. Well, if she was suffering, she ain't suffering no more from G1SRD Mobile.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, apparently under 5, because books are from like 0 to 5 or under 5 year olds. If you have support, so I'm going to take the final now.
Alright, 7:30 and a half, enjoy the day, mate, from G1SRD Mobile. Don't do any watering.
Yeah, and in the one Sugar 8 Delta, Mike, okay. I think it might be sorting badger damage out, because I went up Monday afternoon, and I'd look at where the tree houses and 2 fields there, and the badger damage was, I've never seen it so bad. It was terrible. It's like a ploughed field, so we're probably sorting that out, I would have thought, because I went up Monday afternoon and had a look, and the badgers was a lot.
got the rights to live as well, mate. And if they're hungry, they've got the rights to eat as well. Otherwise, we'll shut all the shops and see what damage we cause when we want food. You know, they're only living, mate. They're only doing what they need to do to survive. 7-3 for now from G1S RD Mobile.
Oh, yeah, I guess what they're doing is put food down for them. Put some food down for them, let them get that, instead of making a mess of the lawn. 7-3.
There you go, let them do that then. But they eat meat to us, remember that. You know, don't put a plate of mashed potato down, you know. They probably want a steak or something like that.
What to eat is a steak. But some folk, what for? The only thing I got are their eggs. Other than that, anything goes bar eggs. Oh, I'm going to go charity.
Meat eaters, they want meat. All right, bye-bye for now. From G1S, I'll do mobile.